views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, thrilled for today's show. Benny, thank you so much for steering this Zamboni, and many thanks to one and all for tuning in. So today, I'm happy to report, is a reading show. I'm here all hour ready to take your calls and do readings for you to provide some guidance, clarity, and insight with whatever may be blocking your way. Today, I'm doing a not one, not two, but three card tarot card reading with the first card representing the current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. So before we move on to February and start talking all about love all month, this is our final show of January 2018. All month I've been talking about New Year's resolutions and how to navigate this tricky time when the results have not yet been fully seen and all that fantastic and powerful motivation from the start of the month has started to wane. Whatever your resolution was for 2018 in terms of health, career, love, hobbies, joy, please do not give up. In order to embrace a new habit, alas, the brain has to navigate a journey that is unfamiliar and perhaps out of our comfort zone. Recognize that your brain's sole purpose is just to keep you safe. So to the brain, safe equals known. So that also means anything unknown equals unsafe. As long as there are no red flags and you're continuing to move forward, you are one step closer to your brain getting to the point when it says, oh, I get it now why we're doing this. I'm now on our side. Even though we always think, all of us, me too, we always think that any change is going to be a straight path from A to B, it is actually invariably a curvy path with unexpected detours. Please do not take these detours as a sign that you're not going in the right direction. Just take a deep breath, acknowledge, and then release the detour and continue moving forward with action. If you'd like some additional clarity on your path, a tarot card can be super helpful. Perhaps you did not make even a formal resolution for the new year, but you've been struggling with a decision and just not sure what to do. Perhaps you've been feeling disconnected from your purpose, finding love just elusive and wondering what you can do within your own power to change the situation. Well, we can look at all of this today through the lens of the tarot, so give me a call if you'd like a reading. If you're hesitant to get a tarot card reading for fear of the scary cards, fear not. Sometimes those scary-looking cards are actually the best cards. In fact, there are no bad cards in tarot, particularly as I only see tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious. Your unconscious is on your side, cheering you on, wanting you to be happy. So there is nothing scary that can possibly come up. Before I do any and every reading, I place a very clear boundary around the reading so that the cards that come up have one and one purpose only. They are there to provide guidance in addressing the question asked, but in a way where the person who's asking the question has tools they can use to tap into their own strength to find and pursue an optimal path forward. The phone lines, they are now open. The number to call for a reading is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading for me already, just to honor the universal energy that's been put forth for your reading, so the messages do not become redundant or superfluous. However, I always love updates. For those tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. Just a brief bit about me. I'm an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader who works with clients worldwide on helping them tap into their own power to create change for optimal success and happiness. This is done through using energy effectively, using that which is in your power. That's my whole focus. It's my belief we are all surrounded by energy. And what can happen is that with career, love, finding your purpose of passion, with whatever, we sometimes, even with the best of intent, find ourselves blocked with no movement forward. It feels as if you're pushing against the wind, which can be taxing to the body, mind, and spirit. This leads to frustration, stress, and the feeling of working twice as hard, but only getting half as far. Through my work and my approach, I help clients with their own power move that energy to their back. So now they're only working half as hard, but getting twice as far. By doing this, you're using that energy effectively. I sort of liken myself to a vocal coach. It's not my role to tell you to sing opera, Broadway, pop, or country. I just want you, with your glorious voice, to use your instrument effectively. I call myself the MBA psychic, as in addition to having an MBA, I look at a reading as an intuitive jigsaw puzzle where tools to affect change for optimal success and happiness are presented through the tapestry of the tarot card reading. Sort of like a mainstream metaphysical midwife. It's not my baby. I didn't put the baby in there. I don't keep the baby once it's delivered. I don't determine the gender or sex of the baby. My job there is solely to be a support, to help guide the person's own birth of insight, clarity, and guidance. This is done through the development of step-by-step recipes of processes people can go through to do anything from releasing stress and trauma, finding a career of passion and purpose, embracing inner harmony and joy, to manifesting healthy and joyful love, particularly when it means navigating a journey that is unfamiliar and, again, out of the comfort zone. My company is Elite Tarot, by the way. You can find me at elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I do sessions over phone and Skype worldwide, so guidance and insight, no matter where you are, is just a click or call away. I do full profile readings, which take about 60, 75 minutes. We really go into depth about what might be blocking your energy and how you, with your own power and strength, can move that energy so you're embracing joy in whatever area of life has been temporarily halted. I also offer shorter 30-minute phone readings where we look at fewer cards, but sometimes it's just what's needed to provide that guidance, clarity, and insight when facing a specific dilemma. All readings come with a summary of everything we talk about, photo of the final tarot card layout, and a recording of the whole session. You can book a reading directly on my site. The site name is www.elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com. or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. In addition to individual readings, I also do tarot card readings at events nationwide for corporate retreats, birthdays, bridal showers, wedding receptions, as well as workshops nationwide on finding your purpose, embracing change, and manifesting healthy love. So today I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. I'm using my Rider-Waite tarot card deck. If you don't have a deck handy, you can look up the cards online to see them. But I will also do my darndest to describe them. When you call, I'll be shuffling the cards while we're chit-chatting on the call. Then I'll be cutting the deck using my non-dominant hand, which for me is my left hand. I use the non-dominant hand because that's the hand that accesses the unconscious. After that, I'll be fanning the cards face down in front of me and using my non-dominant hand, run my hand along the backs of the cards until three cards just energetically call out your name, sort of like sticking to my finger like a fish hooking onto the line. So they're saying, pick me, pick me, pick me. But I always do like to start with a disclaimer. I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, travel agent, or realtor. And a tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And finally, you know, these are just cards. They are just pieces of cardboard. They have absolutely no power over you. I certainly have no power over you. You always have free will. It's a visual representation of just the little voice inside that all of us, myself included, we are always overruling. We're saying to the cards, okay, little voice, tell me what you got to say. I may not follow it, but I want to hear an option. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got readings to do. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We will be right back.
At the stroke of midnight, on that great holiday, gonna have a ball, and that ain't all gonna chase.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Gonna have
time to dance, take a chance of romance while bringing in a brand new year. Gonna be a big parade.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking New Year resolutions and doing readings today. Next month, we start talking about love, being February, the love month for Valentine's Day. Whether you're in a relationship or wish to be in one, we'll be talking and delving into that all next month. But today, I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading today with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. If you're interested in a reading, give us a call, 800-930-2819. So why put it off any moment longer? Let's take our first caller, Ashley. Ashley, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Is there anything you have a question about today or like a general reading?
I'm going to say a general reading.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm just asking for a general reading for Ashley, and I'm just cutting the deck, and I am picking out three. Whoops, the cards just said, no, I don't pick that one. Pick a different one. And I'm just picking the second one and the last one. Okay, so let's take a look and see what we got here. Oh, interesting. So the very first card we have is the Star card. Now, the Star card is a major arcana card, and it's card number 17. And basically, it is a very peaceful card. It is a card about dreaming, a card about looking towards the stars and within and the universe and just asking and putting out your wish list, your cosmic wish list and your dreams. However, there is one thing about the Star card, and that is that it comes usually after a time of great turmoil and change. So this is now that calm or that peace or that kind of lull after times that have been really turbulent and busy. One of the challenges that happens is that when we are going through a lot of stuff, even positive stuff, but also just crap and just stuff, then from the brain perspective and the energy perspective, there's a part of your brain that just can't relax and it can't allow itself to believe that, you know, we should still be putting forth dreams to the universe. And so it remains hypervigilant. Please take this card as that validation that even with all of that turbulence, that up and down, that bumpiness from the more recent sort of past, this is still a time for you to focus within on where your journey is going. Where do you want your journey to go? All from that place of great authenticity. Does that resonate? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, something challenging or blocking you is the Five of Cups. Now, in this card, you have a person who's looking down at three spilled cups of wine. Or grape juice. And what those represent is that the energy is going towards sadness. You know, a lot of those things that were taking place in that prior card leading up to the Star card. So it could be sadness, grief, loss, disappointment, kicking yourself, all those kinds of things. There are two upright cups, however, behind this individual in the card. It requires a conscious turn, however, away from those three spilled cups in order to see these two limitless, abundant opportunities in any way, in any particular direction that has been sad or lacking. This is a super strong card, which means that it's so much more easier to focus on those disappointments, the sadness, the loss. And yet, please know that there are those two beautiful upright cards waiting for you when you are ready to turn, to see, to embrace it, and that you're not alone in that in all that turbulence of the past. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, a lot of sense.
Yeah. Well, let's see what to do about this. The advice card is the Eight of Wands. Now, here we've got in this card, there's no people in this card. It's just wands, and wands represent creativity, feeling inspired. Those dreams that now is the time to sort of reconnect with, it represents all those potentials that those dreams elicit. However, and there are eight wands. Now, some of these wands are just, they're flying through the air. Some of the wands may be going up, some of the wands may be going down. But when we look at this card, all we see are eight wands. So we don't know which are the ones going up, which are the ones going down. What can happen is that particularly when things have been so trauma-filled or sad or all those kind of things, we see one glimmer and we just want to grab it and ride it, thinking, okay, this is a lifeline. But you don't know necessarily if that could just be the warm-up show, and we don't know yet if you just grab so quickly to the first idea that comes your way. It's not that it's wrong, but from an energy perspective, this card is saying, let yourself take this time over the next few weeks to see yourself as like a piece of paper floating in the wind and to see and acknowledge all the different ideas coming forth. I always say kind of like if you look at a horse race, and let's just say instead of these being eight wands, they're eight horses. And they're all ready, and then horse number one is just shooting out of the gate, and you're like saying, all right, I'm putting all my money and mortgaging everything, and I'm putting it on horse number one, because all the other horses, you can't even see them. However, now we've vested everything in horse number one, and the horse race just barely started, and you are just getting started. Who's to say that as we get towards that finish line, horse number one just kind of, because it just shot out so fast, it's kind of losing steam, whereas some of these other horses are coming up behind and just do-do-do-do-do-do is shooting past at the end. It is so easy to want to get attached so quickly when things have been kind of bumpy. I ask you to just give yourself that time to really build that clear foundation within and just see, because what I've found is that I found this with my own life, and I hear this time and time again with clients. The thing you think is the thing, for the most part, sometimes is maybe a connector to the thing, but it's not never really the thing. It's usually something you least expect. It's like, you know, if you go on a date and you're like all get all gussied up and with all the makeup and everything, and that doesn't go well, and then you're just feeling like crap. You got the flu, but you got to go to the supermarket, and you look like hell. And then suddenly there's you bump your card into the person, and that's the love of your life. So it's never. If the universe was that predictable, how boring would this be? So give yourself that permission to go on the journey and allow yourself to just let all the horses, all the things come forward at their own speed. And then you'll know as you begin to turn away from those three spilled cups, then you'll be able to know which wand to grasp, which direction to go forward, because it'll be from that place of strength instead of that place of just looking for that lifeline. Does that I hope that was helpful. Does that make sense?
That actually speaks to my current situation so strongly, so I just greatly appreciate it. I am actually in everything you said just really pertains to me at this moment, and so it just feels good to know that there is, that I just need to be at peace and gain strength, you know, and then watch where I need to go.
Absolutely. Although I'm going to stop you right there just to have you change one word. You are, instead of you need to be at peace or you need to find that peace, I can't remember the exact word you used. It's like, I am. coming to peace. I am at peace. You make sure you change the words into the present, because again, that three of cups, the three spilled cups is a strong energy. And the more that those words make it sound as if you're still immersed in it, the harder it is to turn. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't want to interrupt you.
And, no, you're right, because I've been meditating and trying to do a lot. I have had a lot go on in life. And in the last year or so, I've been trying to just focus on myself and not give too much to everyone else.
And you mean you have been focusing on yourself, not trying to, but you have been focusing on yourself?
I have, yes. I met someone, and it didn't work. It seemed so perfect, and it didn't work. And I was so stuck on, well, you know, hurt, and then like, well, you know what? Mm-hmm. There's no one for me. And so I need to not claim that and let it go and move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And take that experience as being, okay, now I know more about what I don't want. Now I know that there are people out there. And maybe that, you know, we always say whenever someone comes into our life for any reason, we always think it's forever. And it's only later that we find out if it's for a reason or a season or a lifetime. And so perhaps this, you thought it was forever, because we tend to grab onto that lifeline. Maybe it was just that reason, just to say, hey, Ashley, you're just getting started. There are people out here.
You said reason, season, or lifetime.
Exactly. We always, and I do it myself, it's like, ooh, this is going to be the thing. And then it's only in hindsight that we can say, oh, no. I thought it was going to be for forever, but it really was a reason or a season or a lifetime. You're just getting started. Please be careful not to use the words needing to, wanting, and trying, because those words will note how your body feels when you take those words out of the sentence, because you are not needing to, you are not trying anything. You are doing, you are embracing, and you're doing great. I hope this has been helpful for you. It's been so lovely talking to you. Please, will you keep me updated?
I will, because I was laid off of my job and have been there for 4 years, but at a time where I'm finishing school and just accomplishing other things. And so it's neat to see that star card that I do need to. It was an awesome reading. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. No, I'm not worried about you for a minute. You're doing great. Thank you so much for calling. Again, please keep coming to invite me to your wedding. Thank you so much for calling. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more readings to do. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is in an effort to go through our day, we are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out, thedrpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Oh my goodness.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. I am here doing readings all hour for you today. The number to call to get a reading, we had a call that dropped, so we do have an open line. The number is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. Today, I'm doing a three-card tarot card reading for callers, with the first card representing your current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, third card representing advice. Now, if you'd like to learn more about me, book an intuitive coaching session over phone or Skype worldwide, or inquire about having readings at an event nationwide or workshop, please go to my website, www.elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. Elite Tarot is spelled ELITETAROT.com. So, while waiting for a call, I thought I would just finish up this year going into talking about New Year's resolutions. And I've got a couple tips I wanted to share. We'll see how many we get through today. You know, as I've always said, we're 4 weeks into 2018. The excitement of New Year's resolutions on January 1st has started to wane. So here are some tips just to help you achieve your goals in ways that, just from an energy perspective, utilize less energy, strain, and stress, and yield faster and more positive, long-lasting results. So, my gym, it was packed this month. At the beginning of the month, there were twice as many people in the building. The locker room was crowded. I had to get to the group classes super early to reserve a spot. So many people were joining the gym this month for a start of a new life. Something they were wanting, thinking about, embracing as a new chapter of their journey. Now, these new people, they are smart, they're motivated, they signed up for a ton of classes, bought the gym memberships, all the outfits. They're saying, this is the year, 2018 is the year I'm going to get healthy. 2018 is the year I'm going to go past where I have tried before. And now we're 4 weeks in, and it seems like each week that goes on, fewer and fewer of those new people are there. And by March 1st, in just four more weeks, most of them will be gone. And it's not that they were doing anything wrong. It's just that their brain successfully sabotaged their efforts. So thinking of whatever it is that you are putting into place for 2018, maybe starting on January 1st, maybe starting on what is today, January 25th. Why start it on January 1st? It's so boring. Start it on the 25th. Feel free to incorporate these steps into your process. The first step, to acknowledge this is going to be difficult. This is going to be tough. And while you might be saying, yeah, whatever time I make a change, of course it's going to be tough. And yes, that's true. But when you decide to open a new chapter, you're most often doing so in response to either positive or negative motivation. Maybe you were feeling physically great after a long hike and you said, you know what? I'm giving up sugar. I'm going to keep that feeling going. Perhaps on the negative side, you ended or had a drama-filled relationship end, and you swore that was the last time. While motivation is wonderful, we all need that motivation and determination to make those changes in our life. The motivation and adrenaline has just a short life cycle. You know, they say adrenaline, they don't say gallons of adrenaline, they say a shot of adrenaline. And so the process to make change is often longer than the adrenaline. A plane always carries more fuel than it needs to get to its destination, just in case there are any detours. And as I mentioned earlier, we have a lot of detours. But so often when we start something new, we don't plan ahead in time for the motivation and adrenaline to run out and for those detours before we've accomplished our goals. Also, so often motivation is done in comparison to other people. Well, if Barbara was able to lose 100 pounds, then while it might not be easy, I can surely lose 20. And while that sounds accurate, it's based on completely false pretenses. Everyone has a completely different journey, and your journey is completely yours and unique and will look like that of no one else on this planet. And as such, your journey is going to be different. And so while Barbara was able to lose 100 pounds fairly easily, she may struggle with finding a career of purpose. While that path is fairly easy for you, but losing 20 pounds has been elusive. If you're not fully prepared for the challenge, it may lead to a self-sabotaging effect where you might say, I didn't think it was going to be this hard. Yes, anytime if change were easy, you would have done it already. I've struggled with this myself. This is all, we're all in this journey together. It is going to be this hard. So plan to have more fuel than you need to get to your ultimate destination. So that's step one. Step two, it seems kind of counterintuitive, but this is a step where I see people halted, self-sabotaging their progress all the time. The second step is to engage the analytical brain to pick a program before you even start on day one. So what does that mean? Well, whatever your goal is, on whatever chapter you're starting, whether it's January 1st, January 25th, February 1st, intellectually, there's a keen understanding this is something joyful that you want to be part of. So we want to get the analytical brain engaged before you start. So using that earlier example of getting physically healthy, if you go into a bookstore, you'll see rows upon rows of books. Everyone's got a different plan, a diet, a system in place. Now, is there one book that works best for everyone? Of course not. We are all different. We've all got different body types, different metabolisms. You, as the ultimate consumer and pilot of your own vessel, ultimately need to find the system that works best for you. And fortunately, there is a lot to choose from. So engage that brain to do the research. Ask questions now before you engage in the process. What is the approach that this system, whatever it is, takes? Is this the best system for me and my unique background, needs, body? What is the time frame approximately like? What are the obstacles that I may face by taking this system over another? Who is this person or what is this company or organization that I'm going to place my trust into to help me navigate this transition? So anyone not willing to share this information ahead of time, now that's a red flag. Alas, there is no guarantee in life. Much is the pity. However, this stage in the process is all about using the brain to reduce risk as much as possible and plan for the best system forward as you go forward. This also makes sure that you are surrounding yourself with people who can best support this transition, whatever transition you are wanting to make. Life is too short to have toxic people or situations in your life. Have that support network in place now before you go forward. Maybe doing some calling just to make sure that you've only got those supportive people in place. Well, while we're going to take a break in just a few minutes, we'll come back to this, but let's bring on our next caller. Heather. Heather, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi, thank you.
Thanks so much for calling. Is there anything you have a question about, like guidance on?
I don't have a specific question. I would just love a general reading.
You got it. All right. So I'm just fanning the cards out. That's card number one. Grab the finger. Card number two. And card number three. All right. Let's take a look and see what we have. Ooh, so we start with the Queen of Pentacles. So I love it when clients pull kings and queens in the core position because it talks about your strengths. Pentacles tend to talk about career. And so here is this person, this queen, sitting on this throne surrounded by this lush landscape, pentacle in hand. And it's all about the fact that this is a time of you embracing and seeing yourself as kind of that den mother in the office or the whatever it is that you just naturally attract people to you to because you're that calming influence on other people. And that this is a time of you focusing inward on ensuring that you're getting the most growth and harmony. And just, I see you kind of sitting cross-legged on the floor saying yes, you know, trying to get connected to the landscape, to the earth. All fantastic so far. Does that make sense so far, or am I talking about someone completely different?
No, that sounds good, yeah.
Well, something challenging or blocking you is the Strength card. So this card has nothing to do with strength, but it has everything to do with forgiveness and self-love. So in this card, it's all about embracing what we call the shadow. It's that part of us that we keep downstairs, chained down in the basement that never comes up for company, because it's that part of us that's that survival instinct, that fight or flight part. And when times perhaps have been bumpier, that energy has risen to the surface. And while that energy is a part of you, it is what you want there for its specific purpose. It is not the best energy in terms of finding that next chapter, that next dream, that next vision. This is about the fact that we're struggling with kind of putting that back down into its place so that you're not going in a more fearful or reactive step forward, but a more that higher power to be open to where things may go in perhaps surprising and serendipitous ways. As long as the shadow is leading, it's just going to go towards a more risk-averse sort of landscape. Does that make sense?
Totally.
Excellent. I'm going to keep you and me in suspense for the third card. I cannot wait to see what it is, but we're going to take our last break. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Well, there's a bridge and there's a river that I still must cross as I'm going on my journey. Though I might be lost, and there's a road I have to follow.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, SeattleHealingHypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMain.com.
Because I'm taking it step by step.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. As we close off this month of talking about New Year's resolutions, although we might come back to it later in the year because you can start a New Year's resolution anytime, I love that song by Whitney Houston, Step by Step. If you're going through a New Year's resolution and you're struggling because it's like that motivation's run out, the results haven't been seen, pull up that video and let me tell you, because it's all about taking those step by step, brick by brick, stone by stone. That song is going to get you that motivation. Hopefully, that'll just kind of give you that little edge just to keep going. So before the break, we were talking with Heather. Heather, are you still with me?
Yep, still here.
Excellent. So we're doing a general reading and we've pulled two of the three cards, the first card being the Queen of Pentacles, talking about your strength, kind of being that place where there's all this kind of filled in growth, meaning that, you know, it's a beautiful landscape. There's a completion to the surroundings, which is harmonious, but at the same time, maybe there's something more. But something challenging or blocking was the Strength card, which is really all about putting that fight or flight, that self-protective, that fear-driven part of you that we all have. It's not just you, we all got it. But when that part leads, while there's nothing inherently wrong with that, from an energy perspective, it makes it that much harder to see those unique opportunities that the universe may have in the form of open doors that might take you out of the comfort zone. As long as that energy is leading, then we tend not to even see them and only stay with what is in our own brain, which if we had all those answers, what fun would that be? So this is really all about blessing that energy, because that is part of you. Bless it with love. Thank you for keeping me safe. But assure it that you don't need to be so self-protective, and that now is the time to allow that higher energy and to say, you know, hey, I'm not forgetting about you. I know you're here with me whenever I need you, but it's now time for me to let that higher energy come to the surface. The advice card, I've been waiting all during the break to find out what it is the 10 of Wands. So this is interesting. So wands are all about creativity. Kind of Steven Spielberg might be considered the king of the wands. And in this card, I love this because it's an action card. And the person is walking towards the future. However, he's holding 10 wands because you tend to be a bit of a perfectionist. I say that with all love and respect. And so because you might be the kind of person similar to myself where it's like you decide, hey, I want to go in this direction. Then you like buy every book on the subject. You just jump in head first into it. And so in this case, he's carrying these 10 wands, but the sheer weight of trying to push all these 10 wands forward, his hands are having to cover his eyes, which means that it's making it so that it's a little bit harder for him to see where he's going. Rather, give yourself permission to release one or two things from either your tangible to-do list, because you're the person being that Queen of Pentacles and that Den Mother, you don't want to say no. And so it's saying no for reasons because of purely self-oriented reasons, selfish reasons of saying, nope, I can't help you out here this time because I know you're going to be fine, but I have to go watch Real Housewives. You know, make sure that you're giving yourself what you need.
Releasing. That is totally my show.
I love it. I watch all of them. But yet at the same time, you will forgo Real Housewives to always be responsive to someone else's need. And while there's nothing wrong with helping others, it's a fantastic thing. It's what makes you people drawn to you as that Queen of Pentacles. At the same time, you can get to the stage of where you have the straw that breaks the camel's back. And then you can begin to resent or be drained or feel tired. But more from an energy perspective, it makes it so it's harder to see the ultimate destination. So See what's on your to-do list. It's like if you'd have to do something once a week that really doesn't need to be done every week, maybe it can be done every other week. If there's something on your list of things like your bucket list, before I turn so-and-so, I need to do all of these things, change that need to, here are some of the things I want to do. Instead of being like so driven in the specifics that we then lose the forest through the trees. Focus on what is in your power to release what you can. And then just keep going forward, being open to let the universe lead you. Does that sound familiar here?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You're doing fine. You know, it's always challenging to release that strength card because we feel more comfortable when, you know, we're in that controlled situation. I always say I am a typical type A control freak. Most of my clients are type A control freaks. I speak the language. I live it myself. And so it's a constant struggle on when we can release that thing that is out of our control. But once we do, it frees us up to allow for really tremendous new directions. I'm excited. Please keep me updated, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for calling. Wow, this has been such a great show. And, you know, again, even though it is the close of January, starting next month, we're going to be talking all about love because it's that February month, love it or hate it, but we're all going to get into ways that you're using that effectively, no matter what it is that your goal is in terms of love or navigating existing relationships that may be challenging. That being said, even though the New Year's resolution songs are going to be put on hold for a little bit, why not start today if there's something that you've been thinking about doing? You don't have to wait another 11 months for January 1st to roll around. Today sounds trite, but today is a new day. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to our reading show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. Thank you one and all for tuning in. As always, this is such a blessing for me to do this show each week, and I look forward to next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern with peace and love and gratitude. See you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.